when we stand before the great judgment bar. Let her see how just reward, and will my name be written in the great book of life, to be called as one who paid the price. And after all we've done and gone through, what a wonderful sight to be.
When we've gone the last mile and mortalized, when we stand before the great judgment bar,
and it it was out on a hill. Oh Lord,
oh
well, Jesus died, Lord, out on a hill. Oh yes it was, the man was crucified, he suffered and he died. Out on the cross, I believe that he died so the world would not be lost. Well, out on a hill, oh Lord, they call Calvary. Set the whole world free, oh Lord, oh Lord. He hung there and he died. Oh, they tell me they whipped him all night long, but Jesus just bumped his head and the locks of his shoulder. Oh, died on Friday evening. Set the whole world free. Set the whole
going down memory lane, the late, great Lee Williams and the spiritual QCs along with the Williams brothers. God bless you and thank you so much for catching the wave. We are right at about 17 minutes after the hour as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. We are your number one coordinated contemporary Christian station in the world, and you can feel free to give us a call at 347-215-8049. And you can listen in also by our website at nfiradio.com. That's our website, nfiradio.com. And you can also jump in on Facebook on that's NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. Look, it's a great day to be alive as we worship God and give him all the praise. And, you know, as we look over our life and see how blessed we are for many that we know and even family members are no longer with us, but God has given us an opportunity to continue worship and praise him each and every day. And I don't know about you, but these are perilous times that we're facing and dealing with each and every day. The world is corrupt with a lot of arms way that's trying to stop God from doing what he do to continually bless others and try to distract you to get you to fall and looking at the negative instead of walking into the positive. And as you continually speak out of your mouth, life, it will manifest no matter what somebody else may say that I can't believe how they're going to do this or how they're going to get to what they are saying that is going to happen. I don't believe it. Well, that's why we serve a God that all things are possible if you believe. Now, if you don't have a belief by faith to believe in what you're saying, then it's not going to manifest. But if you are a believer and you truly trust God, that God can provide anything, there's nothing too hard for God, then it will manifest. So today, continually, speak out of your mind. Life, and it will manifest that I am healed by Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. I am the head and not the tail, and I proclaim today will be a glorious day in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. God bless you. Thank you so much. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from the NFI Studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you.
Come on, put your hand together. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I got a little sing-along. When it's all said and done, I don't want the Lord to leave me. Are y'all going to help me sing it real loud? Come on, everybody. Help me.
No, 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 no.
Help me sing. Sing it louder for me. Help me sing.
Can't get enough of your
peace. I don't ever want to lose you.
your care right now. Yes, I am, Jesus. Put your trust in it. Well, you can be a witness when I say he may not come when you want him to come, but if you keep on calling on him, won't he come? Won't he come? Won't he come? Right now.
I tell you, I try to hold it, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he got for me, I just have to praise him. I have to praise him. Anybody know? Anybody know? Oh, man, you're good. Oh. Someone needs a miracle.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
Someone needs a miracle. Jesus, if you will, Father, come in the building and do it for me. Do it for me right now. How many of y'all really need him? Just give him a wave off until I tell him.
Someone needs
somebody need a miracle.
A miracle.
If you're in the building, you need him right now. You ought to stand on your own 2 feet and just give them a wave off and raise your hand to Jesus. Raise your hand to Jesus. Somebody need him. I don't know about you and you and you, but I know somebody out there tonight. Somebody. Somebody. Oh, somebody out there needs
a miracle.
Come in the building, Jesus. Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it right now.
Right now.
Hey. Hey. Oh. Do it.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it. Do it right now.
Right now.
He got Bo Madison in the hem of his garment.
Do it for me.
In the heaven, all of the drugstores. All over the world. The other day when I put the...
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything. I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares. Cares for me.
I know
just how dear
your name.
Park Holiness Church, NFI, radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Ratcliffe.
Two. Well, we're getting ready to move into the main part of the service now. We have three speakers today. It's going to be Evangelist Anthony Evans. Excuse me, he's not here. Elder Demetrius Hunter and Dr. Derek Shaw will be the speakers for today. So the next voices you hear will be their voices, and we ask that you hold to 3 minutes if you can. And also, if you hadn't seen me, Brother Leon, can you come see us with your dudes, and we'll be sitting right off the side. Thank you.
Good morning, it's preaching time. Evangelist Anthony Evans is in the hospital. He sent his love, he sent his means they do's, but he was not able to be here this morning, but he's recovering and he's feeling much better. And he told me to tell you all that he loves the church and he hopes to see you soon. That's Evangelist Anthony Evans. Give him a hand. He's not here, but his heart is here. So, and he, Evangelist Waddell, he came by yesterday and left his men's day dues, and he just started a new job a few months ago. So they have him working, and he was able to be here on Sunday, but he says in a few more weeks, he will be in a position where he'll be able to attend on Sundays again since he got the new job. So he's not here, but let's give Evangelist Waddell a hand. I can let those brothers know that you showed some love, and they showed their support here as well. But we do have a couple of our elders here, Elder Dr. Derek Sauls, and we have Elder Demetrius Hunter. So we have two, I still have two preachers in the house. I'm not going to speak this morning, but we will be taken care of with the preaching with the two men behind me. They have been here for years, decades, and they love this church. They support me, they support us pastor and all the men. They have good relationship with all these fine Lincoln Park men. So on this Men's Day, we're going to hear from our very own and give them your amens and support. And I do believe they're probably going to speak from the thing that's on our program, Men with a Heart to Please God. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. We don't know which one's going to come first. I'm not going to flip a coin. I'll just say whichever one get up here first, that'll be the one to speak. And if they do, don't come up there. Then I just might preach and come up here and I'll preach, and I won't let them say a word. How about that? So at this time, let's get ready for the word. It's preaching time.
Hallelujah. God be the glory. It's interesting that we're here today at the Men's Day service. You know, I'm reminded that it's the holiday weekend of June 10th. And the interesting thing about Juneteenth, as I start off this situation with the men, is that you think hundreds of years ago, men were crying as they were, black men were crying as they were torn from their families during slavery. But now here we have a chance to, you know, make sure that the black man the head and not the tail of the families. And God is letting us know it's time to get back to that landmark. And you would say, preacher, why would you say it's time to get back to that landmark? I'm reminded today's topic is men with a heart to please God. And see, it's interesting, I was growing up, as a little boy, I didn't know much about God. But when I went to the barber shop to get my hair cut, and I'm reminded watching older men playing checkers and listening to the conversation, there was positivity about You know, we ain't going to let nobody turn us around. And with positivity about letting other black men in the barbershop know what was going on in the community and how to get to that next level. And they were also talking about their churches and how what they were doing in their churches. And my church, we get ready to build this. And my church, we get ready to have that. But what has happened now is that the churches have started competing in the wrong direction when they start competing about how much money we have and how much affluent congregation we have. But I'm not here with your mind that man, it's time to get back to that old landmark. All those things are just stuff. And you need to get away from that stuff, because what happened, we have to be men that are ready to please God. We have to have that heart of God. And see, no other man is able to talk about this than Solomon. And see, now we're over in Proverbs, and Solomon is talking about, you know, wisdom and knowledge. And I'm here to remind you, it says Proverbs 16:7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies be at peace with him. I find myself gathering my thoughts and reflecting on the wisdom of Solomon. Yes, King Solomon relied on his knowledge of how to apply wisdom. He reflects on the power of God to intervene and calm the wrath of enemies. He calls out for the supernatural power to come into the room and calm the raging seas of anger and hostility. See, Solomon had all these kingdoms and all these problems going on, but he oftentimes used the wisdom and he trusted God. And he said, well, what are you talking about, preacher? But one has to live a righteous life and also a wise one for God to intervene in a difficult relationship. That's what you have to do. You have to live a righteous life. You're not going to be perfect, but you're going to have to strive towards perfection. Right. Every day is a new journey on this road of Damascus for everybody, because you're going to find that God's going to take you, going to blind you to a point where you're going to come to understanding, you're going to see the truth and reality that all this stuff doesn't matter if you're not serving God. So if we find here that as we move on, for men with the heart to please God is a daily journey to live by faith. We have to rise with daily with the understanding that if I think, and you think about it, if you think, now you know, you have to say, if you think, your God is dead. Uh-huh. I'm here to remind you, try mine, he's still alive. Because some kids wake up faithless. They wake up hopeless. They feel persecuted, feel like they're picked out to be picked on, but that's part of life. You say, ain't that when he woke you understand God exists, and in believing in him, we shall be rewarded for our diligence and obedience. And see, what happens to those older men, we have to understand, we must tell these younger men that your diligence and obedience with God will pay off in the long run. What happens is that sometimes we become competitive with the young men. I had to get it the hard way, so you get it the hard way. But I'm here to let you know that we're at a point in time when God is in your heart. He stirs you up, and he stirs up that gift. It's time for you to reach out and anoint and touch those young men and let them know that those streets are dangerous. Those jobs are dangerous, because you'll start chasing those brass rings of stuff, and you forget about the having the heart of God. Now then, I get ready to move on out the way. We say we do not want the wrath of God, so we walk by faith and not by sight. The wrath of the enemy may come our way, yet we have to remember to put our whole armor of God. God controls the heart of men, and we must trust in him. The enemies will come and go. It could be a family member. It could be a co-worker. It could be your child. It could be a stranger on the street. Because you know how sometimes you pass somebody and you hear somebody say, well, I just don't like them. They say, do you know them? No, I don't know them. It's just something about them. And you find that in church, somebody walk in church, you say, oh, look at their hat. And who are they? I don't like them. But he'll let you know it's time for men to be after the heart of God and have the humility of God. And no matter how somebody come in, no matter how high you are or no matter how low you are, you only get one heart to serve God. And you only get one chance to go through this road. We are time travelers in this road. And what you mean when you talk about preacher, we have to understand that I want to be like Apostle Paul. See, Apostle Paul, you know, he was walked around. The Romans wanted him and the Jews wanted him. But he found that he was able to walk around and go to all the Airbnbs. He traveled. He was welcome in all places. Even when he went to Tarsus, he was beat up and thrown out. Somebody drug him in and healed him. When he got healed, he said, I'm going back in there. They said, why are you going somewhere where somebody's going to beat you up? He said, because I have the heart of God. No matter how many times this world beats you up and you feel like you're detained and defeated, I'm here to let you know, don't worry about it. Don't let nobody turn you around, because love yourself is never stuck. And only what you do for God will last. So I'm here to let you know, have the heart of God and be trusting and anointing in the way.
Amen. Amen. I'm not in the position to say amen. 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 But I'm going to write off the scripture that Dr. Sauls has already read, and that's in your thing. And I must say that as I heard this title, I always thought about the heart of a man. Now, I'm in my 40s now, and so when I go to the doctor, my physicals look a little different. Now they want to check my heart. As a black man, they say I'm susceptible and predisposed to some conditions.
All right.
So before, when I went to get a physical, all they did was make me cough a couple of times, check my temperature, and send me on out the door. But now that when I go to the doctor has sent me to go get certain tests. They want to put dye in my veins. They want me to go get x-rays. They want me to go get MRIs because they say my predisposition to heart disease and the heart issues, what they want to make sure is that they want to catch things before they develop into a serious situation. Here we see that Solomon is writing in the 16th chapter, and he starts talking about the heart. And he starts talking about the heart in such a way to let people know that there's a heart check that you need to have sometimes. Now, men, I stop by to tell you that I'm going to tell you a couple of uncomfortable truths. The first uncomfortable truth is the most unprotected person in the United States of America is the black woman. But on the second uncomfortable truth, the most responsible human being that there is has to be a black man. We must understand that the heart of the matter is when you do start doing your heart checks, you understand that it's not just about you and yours and what's in your household. When you start doing a heart check, you got to look outside and see little boys playing and making sure they're okay. When you start checking your heart, you got to look past what's in front of your face and look down the street. That's why I like this verse. The verse says that if you can just do right by God, even your enemies going to find peace in you. Sometimes you just got to go back and say, God, check my heart. God, check my heart. Run the Holy Ghost through the veins. Run me through your x-ray of the Holy Spirit and see if I am operating okay. So with that said, I got a little witness. You want a witness? I got a witness. If you write this down, you can go to the book of Philemon. See, the book of Philemon was written by Paul, and Paul had this, he was locked up, and he ministered to a young man named, I'm going to call him O, because I really can't pronounce the name. Now, O was locked up with Paul. O was a thief. O was a man, he was a hood dude. O was a slave that ran away. He was creating muck all over the place. But when he got with Paul, Paul saw something in him. Paul started working with him. Paul started ministering to him. And so when Paul said, well, oh, you're about to get out of prison and you need somewhere to go, let me write a letter to the man that you stole something from, which was Philemon. And Paul said, look, Philemon, the man that stole from you ain't the same man that's coming back to you. God has changed his heart. And what Paul said, he was once a liability, now he is profitable. I come by here to let you know, if God can just change your heart, you might would have been a liability last week, but this week you are profitable. If God can just change your heart, you can walk right. If he changed your heart, you can talk right. The heart of a man is so powerful that guess what? It can change the world. So as I go to my seat, I was having a debate about some recent activity, and this man wanted to debate me about something that y'all saw in the news over and over again. And they were talking about my man Floyd, and they said, well, he was hooked on fentanyl. And I said, well, hold on. They said, well, he was a drug addict. I said, hold on. They said, well, he was this and he was that. And how do you know that he died from a chokehold? How do you know that the knee was on his neck was supposed to happen? I said, well, listen. I can't tell you what he was when he died, but I can tell you how he died. And what I can tell you is that I don't care what he did on last week. I don't care what he smoked the morning before he got down on the ground. But what I can say is his daughter got into a press conference, and he said, my daddy changed the world. That man's heart might have stopped in Minneapolis, but guess what? His heart changed the world. I wish I had about two people who say, if God picked me, I can change the world. If God fixed me, I can change my family. If God fixed me, I can change the world. Because you never underestimate the heart of a man.
Glory to God. Oh, did we have some preaching in this house today? Dr. Saul talked about the stuff in the church. And we need to get rid of that stuff and replace it with salvation. And keep our minds stayed on Jesus. And if we do that, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. How many of you want to see God? And then Elder Hunter came, and he talked about Onesimus. Well, he talked about quite a few men, but Onesimus, the slave, and Paul helped him out, ministered to him, and that man went from being useless to useful. So there's always an opportunity for us to get our heart right and make a change. Before we can change the world, we have to change our relationship with God. And when we know him, no matter what anybody may say or think, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Mercy doesn't come from your friends, your family, or the world. It comes from God. And all the men here and women, everybody here today, you ought to be able to say, great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. If there be one that feel the Spirit of the Lord knocking on the doors of your heart, I recommend and suggest that you open up and let him in. I haven't always been overseer Pastor Elder William Eli Ratcliffe. Our chairman over there, he hasn't always been Chairman Clifton Wright. The men's day chairman, he hasn't always been chairman and president of the Eli Ratcliffe Singers, Brother Leon Foster. Deacon Harvey Horton, he hasn't always been the chairman of the deacon board. Deacon Bellamy, all of our deacons, Deacon Cameron, Deacon Hodge, I see, Deacon Borking, Deacon McGeechee, those men were not born saved and sanctified and full of the Spirit of the Lord, but they found the Savior, and I found the Savior, and I found out that he's all the world to me, and I can go to him whenever I please. I found the Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. There's room at the cross for you. If there's one today that desires to accept the Lord Jesus as Savior, what does it profit a man to gain the world and then lose his soul? Christ died that we have an opportunity. He said, I come that you have life and have it more abundantly. Salvation is life that gets even better here, and then it just continues and it never stops. Is there one today? Not saying that everything will be right or happen right, but in your season, in your time, I do believe you put your trust and faith in Christ. He said he would withhold no good thing from us. He didn't tell us men or women. He didn't tell us that sometime that the road would get heavy and hard. But he did say he wouldn't put more on us than we are able to bear.
He wouldn't put more on us than we are able to bear, but he didn't say it wouldn't cause our knees to buckle and fall down. But we can bear because he is the one that can pick us up. Is there one today? The doors of the church are open. If there be a candidate for baptism, if there be to join on the watch care, Christian experience, full membership, we ask you that you come. If there be any. I'm asking the secretary to come and there be any that desire to unite with the Lincoln Park Holy Church. The doors of the church are open. We have some pending for baptism, and in our calendar, we're going to schedule that in the coming week. Thank you.
have with us Ms. Janelle Oliver, her daughter, Janelle Oliver, and her other daughter, Cheyenne Oliver, who would all like to become a full member and candidate for baptism.
I ask the deacons and the trustees to come forth. As the deacons and trustees are getting in place, we have Sister Chanelle Oliver and her daughter, who bears the same name, Chanelle, Chanelle number one and Chanelle number two, that will soon one day be number one, and Cheyenne. They come to join the school members of Lincoln Park Holiness Church and candidates for baptism. We explained to them that we put them on the pending list for baptism, and once the trustees and I get the pool ready, since from behind the pandemic, make sure our water heater downstairs, the big one has been replaced, and we're going to put another new one up here and make sure the pool is ready from behind the pandemic. And once we get all of that ready, we're going to do what thus says the Lord. He said, go into all of the world baptizing people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So Lincoln Park, our main objective is winning souls. We're not about the stuff. We believe in God power, preaching, sound doctrine, teaching, and what, church? Hallelujah. Let's praise God right now for this mother and her daughter. So at this time, gentlemen, trustees, elders, and deacons, I have already given the names, and they come to join as full members and candidates for baptism. Can I get a pledge? It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of accepting them as full members and candidates for baptism, you can do so by saying aye. Oh, that was a strong aye. Any opposed, you are already outnumbered. You have been defeated. The ayes have it. Any opposed? Ayes have it. And at this time, and they say, are you willing to be ruled and governed according to the rules of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church and obey them that have rule over you? And you take care of these young little angels and raise them up in the nurturing and teachings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and let them know that salvation is free. And we're going to get with them and teach them by your authorization, because of their age, baptism and Jesus and what it's all about. So they'll know why and how they have an opportunity to go down in that water and be raised again. So, church, we have them, and at this time, I guess, let's see here. Well, we will give them the right hand of fellowship once they are baptized. We're not going to do that today, but we're going to do that. So I'm going to ask my granddaughter, Aria. I had to get some young legs that can walk up here. And I'm going to ask, I was going to ask the first lady, but I believe I better let them keep their seat. My wife having trouble walking. Who'd like to come up here and get him a Lincoln Park hood? All right, come on, Sister Pam, and give those young ladies and their mom, Ari, y'all give them a Lincoln Park hug, and that hug is going to last them till we give them the right hand of fellowship.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord of all my problems, but it was already done. He cares, cares for me.
many songs have been written about the gospel train, glory. As a matter of fact, Pops sang a song that says, come along, my friends, come along. Get aboard and ride this train. Well, since that time, Pops has stepped on that train. Not only that, a short time ago, another Captain Spiritual, Wallace Strickland, also stepped on that train. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm trying every day to make sure that I can ride that train.
All aboard. Come on and ride with me. Yeah. All aboard this gospel train. Come on and ride with me. The gospel train is bound for glory. When I get to heaven, step on the train and tell my story. Won't need no ticket. Come along with me. All you need is salvation and your train. Yeah. All God's children, they won't be denied. Just get yourself ready and you'll be able to ride. The angels will be waiting at the gate, I know. Come along, my friends, come along. Don't you wanna go? All aboard, yeah. This gospel train, ride, ride. One more thing, y'all. It won't be no lying, no. Won't be no hatred, nowhere.
On that train,
don't have to worry about any little old thing. There'll be peace, so much love, all the joy brings. All aboard, yeah.
With me.
I know you had heartaches and pain, but come on
aboard.
Oh yeah, God's a train. Come on and ride with me. And in my mind, I can hear all the saints of God say, ride. Don't bring that
medicine.
Leave your heartache. Don't bring no pain. No trouble. No tears. No more heartache. No more pain. No.
Come
on and ride with me. You know what I like about this train? I don't need no round trip ticket. I don't even need a ticket at all. Because I won't be back no more. I won't be back no more. I'm gonna ride. If you're having trouble, things ain't going your way. Come on and ride with me, y'all. Step on the train.
Oh,
come on and ride.
Jumaina Scipio McFadden, and on behalf of our senior pastor, the Reverend Dr. Calvin J. McFadden, Sr., our church leadership, and all the members of Brightsville Mount Olive Baptist Church here in Houston, Texas, we want to wish each of our fathers a very special Father's Day. During our time together, we'll enjoy the melodic sounds of Chester D.T. Baldwin and friends. So go ahead and grab those fathers and special men in your lives so that we can enjoy this special concert. We certainly want to take a moment to remember those fathers in our lives who are no longer with us. We celebrate them and we honor their memory. In the course of our time together, we'll also have a chance to win gift cards as part of our trivia, all about fathers, because they get our attention today. And now it's time for us to enjoy men's quartets, choruses, and choirs, a Father's Day concert featuring Chester D.T. Baldwin and friends. Let's have a good time.
I want to shine. like my Jesus would.
I wanna talk
just like a Christian should.
I wanna dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, eternal love.
I want to do,
I want to do
what's always true,
what's always true. I wanna dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, eternal love. He's passing
down. I want more power.
I want more power. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, eternal love.
Oh, I want to dig a little deeper in God's love.
I want to dig a little deeper
in God's love.
I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love,
eternal love.
I wanna walk
just a little more like Jesus.
I wanna talk
just like a Christian should.
I wanna dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, eternal love.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Oh, how I love the name. say that name.
That name.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh. Oh, oh, that name, say that name, Jesus, 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 something about that name, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, something happens when I call that name, that name, oh, that name, that name.
Hallelujah.
They shall all
yes,
pass away.
Yeah. Ah, thank you,
but there's something.
There's something
about
that name.
Oh, King and kingdoms. They shall all pass away. But that's something about that name.
Yes,
ma'am. Oh, King. King and kingdom. They shall all pass away.
Yes, Lord.
But that's something.
Something.
But that's something,
yes,
there's something about that.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
There is certainly something about the name Jesus. It gives us strength and power and often the drive we need to move forward. And on a day that we celebrate fathers, we celebrate them for the strength that they give us and the encouragement to move forward. We want to start with our first trivia question. This particular man in the Bible was known for being a man after God's own heart, King David. He was a warrior, a father, a husband, and the author of many songs. So in honor of Father's Day, our first question is, who is the father of King David? Go ahead and send your responses to info@ricefieldchurch.org. And remember, you could win a gift card. Fathers are certainly special to us, and we love when we can find role models in the Bible who are fathers. Our next trivia question is, whose father was so pleased to see him that he gave him the best robe and killed the fatted calf? If you know the answer, go ahead and email it to info@ricefieldchurch.org. The Bible gives us wise counsel about how we should interact with our parents. One of the Ten Commandments reminds us that we should honor thy father and thy mother. For the next trivia question, tell us, which commandment is it? Send your answer to info@ricefieldchurch.org. And remember, the correct answer could lead you to win one of our gift card giveaways. Fathers often have a special relationship with their daughters. In the New Testament, we find the story of a father who came to Jesus to ask for help for his daughter who was lying at home dead, almost near the point of death, actually. What's his name? If you know the answer, send it to info@ricefieldchurch.org. As we continue our celebration of fathers, we want to move right back into our concert featuring Chester D.T. Baldwin and friends. Our next selection, Still Here.
Come on. Come on, rock with us. Come on, brother. But I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Trouble, I've had my share of troubles, but I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Bruising, I've taken my lumps and bruising, but I'm still. Oh, Lord, yeah. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here.
Through it all, I've made it.
Another day of journey. I'd never be able to say this, but it's the truth. Lied on.
Lied on.
Many times I've been lied on.
Yes, sir.
But I'm still here.
Still
you see,
here.
A lie gone down. Truth lives on forever. Hey, burden. I've had my share of burden. But I'm still here. Day,
Let's just say one more time, I made it, I made it, I made it. Oh. We'll keep our mind on you.
Fix the G.
Fathers today. Dads, we thank you for all that you pour into our lives. Do allow me a point of personal privilege on this day to celebrate my husband, Calvin McFadden, and the role that you play, Calvin, in the lives of our children. We love you and we appreciate you for always being there. Catherine and Jerome send their love. I also want to use this moment to celebrate and honor my father, Bernard Scipio, who's watching from Lake City, Florida. Thank you, Dad, for the role that you play in my life, my brother's life, and our children. And finally, I want to thank my father-in-law, Joseph McFadden, who's watching from Tampa, Florida. On behalf of your children, grandchildren, and your in-laws, flesh and love, we celebrate and honor you on this day today as well. And so to all fathers, we hope you've enjoyed your day. We hope you've enjoyed this concert. Know that we love you. We thank you for all that you pour into us and all that you mean to us. And so today and every day, we celebrate you, Father. On behalf of the Riceville Mount Olive Baptist Church family, we say to you, Happy Father's Day.
Jesus will fix it.
After a while.
You know, so many songs have been written about the gospel train, Glory. As a matter of fact, Pops made a song that says, come along, my friends, come along. Get aboard and ride this train. Well, since that time, Pops has stepped on that train. Not only that, a short time ago, another Captain Spiritual, Wallace Strickland, also stepped on that train. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm trying every day to make sure that I can ride that train.
All aboard.
Come on and ride with me. Yeah. All the
love.
This gospel train. Come on and ride with me. The gospel train. It's bound for glory. When I get to heaven, step on the train and tell my story. Won't need no ticket. Come along with me. All you need is salvation and your train. All aboard
this God's train.
Come on and ride with me. Yes, oh yes. All God's children, they won't be denied. Just get yourself ready and you'll be able to ride. The angels will be waiting at the gate, I know. Come along, my friends, come along. Don't you wanna go? All aboard, yeah. This gospel train,
come on, ride.
Ride. One more thing, y'all. It won't be no lies, no.
On that train,
won't be no hatred, nowhere. You had heartaches and pain, but come on, all aboard. Oh yeah, God's a train. Come on and ride with me. And in my mind, I can hear all the saints of God say,
ride.
Don't bring that medicine. Leave your heartaches. Don't bring no pain. No trouble, no tears, no more heartache, no more pain, y'all. Woo! Come on and ride with me. You know what I like about this train? I don't need no round trip ticket. I don't even need a ticket at all. Because I won't be back no more. I won't be back no more. I'm gonna ride. If you're having trouble, things ain't going your way. Come on and ride with me, y'all. Step on the train. Ooh-wee, y'all.
Lord. A long time ago I made my choice. No, I'm just trying to live, Lord, in your gospel way. You said you would help me, and I believe you. Hear me when I pray. Oh, praise, don't know just how I feel, Lord. But I know you will, Lord. You will in the middle of a wheel. That's why I say, oh, Lord, when I come to die, yeah, I just want you to love me. Thinking that I'll fall down, but I know you's my keeper, yeah, yeah. And I know you's my savior, and you's my friend. And I'm gonna follow you all to the end. Oh Lord. Just a little wheel turning in a big wheel. That's why I say, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Of lost sinners.
14 minutes after the hour, that old rugged cross, many of you have witnessed and seen what they did to Jesus on the cross, and he died on the cross there, nailing his hands and his feet, pierced in his side, for sinners like you and I, that we all may live and not die. Oh, what a powerful time it is to be in the land of the living and giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thanking God for another day like today. Let us pray. Most heavenly, everlasting God, creator of this universe, as we come today, God, realizing that we are not our own. It was you that made us, and we need you in our life each and every day. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are joining us on this day shall take time to thank you and give you praise, give you all the glory because of your grace and your mercy. Lord, we humbly submit ourselves this day, God, asking you to forgive us for our sins of commission and omission. Give us a mind to be able to know the difference between right and wrong. And that when we are in doing wrong, God, that we can ask for forgiveness in repentance. Submitting ourselves before you, realizing that we need you every day and every hour. We are facing challenges each day, and through these challenges, we cannot make it on our own. We need you to provide for us, to give us the guidance, the understanding, because of your love that you shed forth to man and woman. Lord, we ask you to pour that same love upon us, that even in spite of those that scandalize our names, mistreat us, or talk about us, turn up their back on us, and even do things, God, that is not pleasing in your eyesight towards us, we are to forgive them. For you said, according to your word, they know not what they do. So God, we ask you, God, to forgive those that have mistreated us. And as we press forward on today, God, for those that are sick, those that are going through hard times, difficult times, God, we ask, Lord, that you will give them strength right now. Whether it's a sickness that has attacked the body, or if they're in a financial situation, that they can come before you asking you, God, for direction and help. For we know it's the blood. It's the blood that cleanses. It's the blood still works. It's the blood that you shed it on Calvary's cross. And because of that blood and knowing it has power, we ask you, God, to cover us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet in the name of Jesus under the blood, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that we'll be in good health even as our soul prosper. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for your anointing. God, we thank you for your power. God, we thank you for deliverance. God, we thank you for healing. God, we thank you for the vision. Lord, we ask right now, God, that even in the midst of all that we see and going forward in this day and time, that we can stay focused. We can stay on one accord, praying, touching, and agreeing in the name of Jesus, that whatever we pray, it shall come to pass and it shall manifest in the midst of your people in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you. We lift you up on high because you are Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. There is none like you. So we surrender and submit ourselves before you on this wonderful day. As we look to the hills from which cometh our help come from the Lord. Which we raise our hands and we clap our hands and we stomp our feet with a shout and a dance. And as we use our instruments to praise you in spirit and in truth, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, this day, amen. Amen. Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I'm anointed to bring hope. Promise yourself in a moment. Still watching. There's good news.
Yeah. that I can. You